Hello, I'm so sorry. I hung up on you.
It's
I didn't
fine.
Mean to. That was accidental.
It's okay. I understood.
I guess we're just wondering why we have to pay money to get money back.
Uh-huh. See, let me explain you what happens here. Actually, a lot of clients pay us through different parts, like through Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, through their debit card, through their credit card. But the problem is we have a limit on our account, right? In order to maintain our credit score, we have to keep it above a certain limit. So all clients go through this process, and we provide this in writing as well. Like, it's not just my words over the phone. I'm going to give you an official email on your email there, this personal email address, which will mention that you are paying this deposit for just 24 hours, okay, this $1,000 for just 24 hours, so that it matches our minimum sending policy limit for the premium client. Since you are our premium client, right, so we have a separate account for those. So when refund through that, it has a $5,000 limit, ma'am. So we just have to match that so that we can reverse it to your credit card from which you are already paying from different from a while. So in order to do that, we have to match the invoice to $5,000 so we can revert it. Simple as that. Nothing else which will be done from our side. You will have a written document with you, which will, have all this conversation which I'm having with you on call. You will have it in writing as well. So in case that we do not oblige by the document, the conversation which I'm telling, so you will have a proof in writing as well, and you can sue us easily. So this is the reason we provide it written as well, and then we will go ahead and go with the payment. All right?
How long do we have to get that money to you? Because we don't have it at the moment.
How much time do you need?
You spent all the money to pay for the school, and now, you know, everything has been spent.
See, usually when the refund gets processed, when the order gets marked on refund, we have like 24 to 48 hours to process the refund. But in this case, since you are saying that you need some time, I'll try my best to hold it off for a moment. But I need to know what's on your side. I mean, what's the time frame that you want me to hold this refund for?
Well, I mean, we definitely need the refund, but I mean, if we don't come up with $1,000, we'd never get the money back?
Obviously, sir, because the invoice actually has a minimum limit of $5,000. And once the agreement goes through, it all comes under the refund policy, okay? The amount is here. It's not like it's going to go somewhere. It will always be on record that we have $4,000 of you. But you need to come up with the remaining so that we can match the invoice and refund it on the card. You understand my point? Once you sell the remaining $1,000, we refund it back to the card from which you paid it. It's simple as that, because our business sale actually works like that way. And it will be from a Chase business account. But usually clients just do it same day, and they get the complete $5,000 back within 24 to 48 hours. But at this moment, you are saying you don't have it. So I need to know how soon can you arrange it, or if you can ask someone else to do it for just 24 to 48 hours on your behalf. And once you have it back, you can just return it them.
All right. Can we have like a couple of days on it?
Sure. I don't have any issues with that. The maximum I can hold is 48 hours, because the bank gives us a certain limit to hold the refund, because it's processed already. From when you ask Jack Ross for a refund, he put it on the refund department. And when I checked the order, it showed me that it was on refund. So I processed it. So that means we have 48 hours from now, like from today onwards. So that'll be like
okay. Today,
tomorrow, and day after tomorrow. You can give me an answer until day after tomorrow. You can do it day after tomorrow, $1,000. I'll process the refund. You will have complete $5,000 within 24 hours.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, let's see where we can come up with $1,000 within the next day or two.
Sure. No issues at all. You have the WhatsApp number, right? Audra got a message from WhatsApp from the refund team.
Do you have that?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Allison, repeat that.
Yes, Allison Murphy. You have my WhatsApp number, right? I texted you on WhatsApp, then I called you from this official number.
Let me look. I don't think you didn't. Yes, you sent me the word this.
Yes, that's me. You can text me here, okay, tomorrow or day after tomorrow when you have it. But remember, we only have 48 hours, okay, for the refund. So you just can text me on this number, and we'll go through the process, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Audra.
I will.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a lovely day. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.